This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 497. For Wednesday, July 29th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trade, recovering from losses incurred yesterday. The November canola contract is up $2 at $489.60 per ton. The January contract is up $1.70 at $496.20 per ton. Good growing conditions with hot weather and isolated storms are forecast across the Canadian prairies for the next week. Strength in the Canadian dollar put pressure on canola prices this morning. The dollar was around 74.8 U.S. cents. Slight strength in Chicago soy oil was supportive for canola values. Nearby soy oil was down by about a third of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was slightly weaker on Wednesday morning, despite strong export demand recently. The soybean market broke its 10-day streak of flash sale announcements yesterday, and no sales have been reported so far today. The soybean crop is rated 72% good to excellent, which is a 3% increase from last week. Additionally, 43% of the crop is setting pods, which is well above the 5-year average. One private estimate expected Brazilian soybean acreage to increase by 3% next year, and production is expected to increase by over 5%. The August soybean contract is down 2 cents at $8.94 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about a third of a cent at 29.7 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $1.80 at $287 per hundredweight. Corn futures were lower on Wednesday morning. The corn crop is 82% silking, which is ahead of the 5-year average. The corn crop is rated as 72% good to excellent, which is a 3% increase from the year prior. Brazil's corn crop is lagging behind its typical rate. The September contract is down by 2.5 cents at 317 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger on Wednesday. Key growing regions in Australia have received good amounts of rain, so the country is expected to produce 26.7 million tons of wheat. That's 75% higher than last year's crop. A private firm has pegged Russia's wheat production at 79.3 million tons. Last year's crop totaled 73.6 million tons. Chicago September is up 6.5 cents at $5.30 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is up 5.5 cents at $4.42. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 5.5 cents at $5.10 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.